This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Well, the number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher around than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315.
What's going on? Trying to stay warm.
Feels good in here,
in
man.
In this cold-ass studio.
We'll get a heater for you. And also, Mr. BBB. What's up?
Got my new shoes out for $495. Go ahead and pick those up. Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
I was waiting on somebody to step in there.
GoCSB.com, man. They be leaving me hanging on
this. I'm sorry. And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcast. Wow, yeah, with for
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
You know, Trident Gum has less than 5 calories per stick. I didn't even know gum had calories.
Really? It's got calories?
Hell yeah. It says less than 5. I don't know. Can you put just like 3 calories or 2 calories? Can you tell us an exact amount? Less than 5. What does that mean to me? Is it 4? Is it 1? I might be trying to cut or count calories to an exact number that day. You need to help me out. Less than 5.
Less than 5. Wow. All right. Looking today's show, we got a good show for you today. We're going to do Bon Voyage. We got 2 words for you. Major League Baseball. Kentucky Derby's this weekend, and the NHL playoffs is going on right now. Our team is alive. The Rangers and Penguins are still alive, and I got the Penguins winning the whole thing, so we'll see.
Good pick.
Penguins is beating the Capitals right now 3 games
to
1.
Always surprised. Like, the Capitals don't ever show up. Never.
In the playoffs.
Ever.
We got the Rangers to win. They're tied in their series. The Predators are leading out west 3 games to 1, and the Ducks are tied with the Blues. And we don't have anybody in the west, so we're good. Just need the east. Penguins need to win the whole thing. We'll be fine. That's your NHL talk that we'll talk about there. Let's go into who you sitting at the bar with.
Oh, I haven't done that in a while.
You throw in Taylor Moten and Deshaun Hall. Corn Elder is available there.
Corn Elder? All right, production assistant. Got to do better than that.
Cutting all into my music with some voice I don't even recognize. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who you sitting at the bar with? In the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car.
And crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away. Yeah, I figure I'll bring it back this week. Who you got sitting at the bar with this week?
I am sitting with the poor official that got knocked out by the French rugby player about last week. Dude, the ref gives this guy a yellow card because he was, I guess, doing something inappropriate. My man walks up on the ref, cocks back from Paris, knocks the ref out. Then starts attacking other players, but I just want to sit at the ref, pour, get him a shot, get him a crow, brier, whatever they drink in France. Is it wine? No, they like Remy Martin, right? Because Remy Martin is a French cognac.
Mm-hmm.
Get him a shot of some Remy, some 1738, and ask you, dude, do they really pay you that much money for you to be getting knocked out like that, man? What? Like, that's got to suck. That's got to be the worst freaking job ever. I would never be a referee, especially if I get knocked out. And why wouldn't you retaliate? I mean, the referee had some facial injuries or whatever. But can't you get the dude after the match? Like, he's not thinking about you. He thinking you got carted away. Can't you wait outside the arena, pull a Carmelo Anthony, put a hood on, jump him from the backside, do something? Don't let him just knock you out like that, man. Damn.
All right. What about you, Mr. 315?
Lonzo Ball, why the hell is you charging $495 for that shoot it like a damn G-Unit shoe?
G, you not?
Or a Kobe without the swoosh. I mean, what?
It's got the three Bs on it,
$495. Who do you expect to buy that damn shoe that doesn't have a Nike swoosh on it?
The kids that like Lonzo Ball. Lonzo got a few fans.
$495.
You got money, you'll spend it.
That's somebody rent.
That is insane.
You got that money, insane. You'll spend it.
Man.
That's just insane.
I'm going to get me a pair once they go on sale.
When they get knocked down to $275, on sale for $275.
When they get knocked down to $2.75, yeah, I'm going to have a pair.
Shoot. Boy, $495, they on something, man.
They are. That's just crazy. That's crazy.
Who do they think they are?
They are the Balls.
Yeah, yeah. They are the Balls, all right.
I'm sitting at the bar with a guy that got fired this week, Wally. Doug Welly of Buffalo Bills. How in the world do you get fired the day after the draft and your whole scouting department gets fired?
That timing was kind of weird.
And you fired Rex Ryan earlier this year and take total control of everything, and then you get fired.
He didn't make any of the picks. He was told who to draft. He called it in. That's it.
Well, you saw this coming back when Rex Ryan was fired, that he was next, and before they even draft. But here's what I hate about the Bills. You're firing a GM that you just hired a new coach. Now you got to go out and hire a GM,
Did
they hire the new one?
No, but they knew who they want. He's over at ESPN right now. He won't be at ESPN
who?
Much longer.
Who?
Lewis Reddy.
No. The rumor is they want Bean from the Panthers, who is the assistant GM.
Well, our D coordinator.
Right. You have to get somebody that has a relationship with McDermott. Then you have the same problem you had in New York the last couple of years when Rex Ryan had a different GM. You got to have the GM and coach on the same page or somewhat on the same page.
I don't know what they're building for in Buffalo.
It don't make sense.
I don't know what their offense is going to stand for. I thought they were going to be a run-heavy team, but they don't even run that much no more. They run a lot of spread option. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not a Buffalo fan.
No kidding. I couldn't imagine. It's almost as bad as a Bears fan.
You know what's crazy about it? I can't say anything. I can't say nothing. What can I say?
Sorry, dude.
When somebody makes a Bears, what the hell can I say? Hey. Chill? No, stop, man. Chill. No. Yeah. I can't say a damn
good.
Thing.
We got Mitchell Trubisky, man. We got to go win.
I can't say anything. That's how bad it is.
Not five.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Moving into our section of the segment of this show today, let's Broncos, one news talk real fast. Broncos signed running back Jamaal Charles to a 1-year, $3.75 million.
That's a pretty good pickup, man.
I think it's good. Yeah, you get something out of him.
Yep.
If he plays, if he can stay healthy, yeah.
Oh, and he plays KC twice a year,
right,
too.
And he doesn't need to play that much. I mean, he can be 20 touches a game.
Mm-hmm.
Because C.J. Anderson's going to get most of the carries.
They got Booker. They like the end of last year. They got three or four running backs that's going to be getting touches.
Yeah, everybody going to get, yeah.
And they got three quarterbacks that they're going to be probably playing too.
Oh, yeah. let's go through the draft real fast. I want to grade your division. I want to do every team. We don't have to do that. Tell what you don't like or whatever else if you don't want to give them a grade. The first team real fast, let's look at the Atlanta Falcons. What do you think of their draft? They drafted McKinley, Duke Riley, Sean Harlow, Kazay, Brian Hill, running back, Wyoming. Bleacher Report? Bleacher Report gave them a B.
I thought all in all the NFC South had a really strong draft. Like, the NFC South is going to be a brutal division to get out of.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everybody picked fill holes that they needed to fill. And Tampa Bay really didn't have need to fill the tight end position, but when O.J. Howard fell right into their lap,
they had to do that.
Oh, snap. Now they look even more potent on offense. So I think the whole division.
The whole division.
I'm just great. The whole division got a B+.
At least the whole division.
Saints are going to be pretty good, I think, too.
And the Saints got your man from Ohio State, the corner. They got another D-tackle. They went.
That's how. That's
they
who,
went and got they, everything.
They got my cornerback.
Well, they got Tack. I like Atlanta's pickup of Tack, the young guy. I love the guy because he's carrying around the picture of his grandmother and told her.
And he's cussing like a damn sailor on NFL Network.
Yeah, if you don't find me, find me.
Oh, he did. I'm sure he will.
No,
he will.
No, they're not finding him.
Oh, okay.
They say they're not going to.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get down to New Orleans picks. That's Kansas City, Chargers, Rams. The whole NFC South had a good draft. They gave New Orleans a B. They gave them a B. Marshawn Lattimore, of course. Ramczyk, the offensive tackle. Marcus Williams, free safety. Kamari, I didn't even know about Kamari. I thought it was the other running back that was really good. Outside linebacker, defense end, and another defense end. So they did a lot of defense.
That's what they needed.
Yeah, and an offensive lineman, which they needed.
They should have addressed quarterback, though.
They didn't have anybody that was
They'll probably keep playing. They'll probably do it next year. They're going to have to do it next year's draft.
Yeah, they'll do it next year.
They didn't have to.
I mean, you didn't have to go. And you can still get undrafted free agents.
Of course.
To come in.
Of course. That's true.
You go holler at Colin Kaepernick. He can come be Drew Brees' backup.
Why not?
Jay Cutler.
Why not? All right. I would go Kaepernick, but yeah. They gave Tampa Bay an A-. I can totally get that. You got A.J. Howard. That lineup is going to be
scary. And the
scary
reason they
good.
Gave him that because O.J. Howard failed in him. O.J. Howard, they had projected in top five.
Well, that's not the only reason. Justin Evans, strong safety, Texas A&M. He was co-defensive player MVP in 2016 with Garrett. He's really good. They got a wide receiver, Penn State, Chris Godwin. Beckwith from LSU. They had a very solid draft. They got offense and defense they needed. They got a strong safety to play back there. Tampa Bay had a good draft, man. They're going to be the team to watch out. I think you need to watch out NFL this year. The Redskins, they gave them a B. I agree. They got Jonathan Allen, Ron Anderson from Alabama. They need to have that winning mentality. They got Sammy Perron from Oklahoma. He's really good.
Perrine. Where is he now?
He's at the Redskins.
That's right.
I think that's good. They need to have winning culture in D.C. And you added two Alabama players. Jonathan Allen may be the best player in this draft.
Another one we were projected to get. Another one.
I'm not going to go over every division. I just want to talk about ours real fast. Philadelphia Eagles, they got a B-. I agree with that. I'll give them a B-. They got Derek Barnett with the 14th pick. He broke Reggie White's all-time all-time sack leader at Tennessee, so he's got to be a little bit good. The big one is Sidney Jones. If he can come back from tearing his ACL, that could be a steal. Rasul Douglas from West Virginia, cornerback. Mac Hollins from Carolina. They got another running back, another wide receiver, which they needed. They gave them a B-.
And, you know, they added Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith this offseason. Yep. So the Eagles have been doing some things, man. Like, a couple divisions have gotten better.
I'm not going as far as they said, as Alshon Jeffrey says, we'll be in the Super Bowl next year.
I don't know about
that
one.
Going that far.
I mean, the Eagles got a chance, man. Like, they look on paper right now, they look a lot better than they did last year.
Looking at the Giants, they gave them a B. Of course, the first pick they got was the one from Ole Miss, Evan Engram, a tight end that can run like crazy. But he's not a blocker. And
they got Will Ty for that.
They really did not address the offensive line. They did in the sixth round. That's another problem. I think the best – they did get Davis Webb from Cal, so now they got Davis Webb and Geno Smith as the backups. Woo! They did They did get a good running back, I thought, in the fourth round. Rain Goldman from Clemson's a good pickup. They got a defensive tackle for Alabama, but they did not address the offensive line again. I give them a C. I think Ingram can be really good though. They're saying he might be the best tight end they've had since Shockey.
It looks like the NFC East is going to be putting up points, man. You better be able to score some points.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You talk about Minnesota Vikings. They gave them an A-, and they didn't have a first-round pick. They got Dalvin Cook in the second round.
Ended up with Dalvin Cook.
That is a steal because now you got Cook and Murray in your backfield. So they're very quick.
Cook's probably going to take over. Yep. In mid-season.
I don't know. He's still young. Pass protecting is the biggest thing with young running backs.
Right. They drafted Bucky Hodges from Virginia Tech, tight end. I mean, Rodney Adams from South Florida, wide receiver. They'll be all right. They drafted third round. They drafted a center, which they needed, the offensive line addressed. But Dalvin Cook is –
And don't forget about their big free agent acquisition, Mike Rimmer. My goodness, they secured that line in Minnesota. Way to go, Vikings. We just swapped tackles.
Can you just say that? Can you say that one more time?
What's that? Mike Zimmer, huge addition?
No. Mike who?
Mike. Rimmer. I'm sorry. Mike Rimmer.
There you go. All right.
Rim shot.
Yeah, because that was a funny joke.
And he did solidify. That Vikings offensive line.
Moving right on from that great joke that he just told. Texans, no. Green Bay Packers, they gave a B. They ended up drafting Kevin King in the second round. Josh Jones from North Carolina State. Matavius Adams, defensive lineman from Auburn.
They got a running back out of Utah.
They did Jamal Williams from BYU.
BYU, that's
Aaron Jones from Texas Alpac. They got three running backs in the draft.
They need it because
didn't have any.
We don't know if Todd Montgomery's the guy.
But they drafted running back position and wide receiver.
And they and addressed the defense.
Yeah, which they needed.
And it probably still ain't going to help because they got too many holes on their defensive side.
That's very true. The Detroit Lions, they gave a B-. Jarrett Davis, the inside linebacker of Florida, went to the Lions. They need it. Tabor from Florida went to – that's a good pickup. Those two pickups are good, I think. They also got Galladay from Northern Illinois. He's another big wide receiver, which they need. We'll see what else.
They still didn't address the running back position. They haven't addressed the running back position in years.
They did draft Brad Kaya as well.
By Felicia.
In the sixth round. By Felicia.
By Felicia. You know what I mean by that, right?
No.
You know, remember Felicia from Friday?
Yeah.
That's her son.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's her son.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Brad Kaya is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Moving to my team, the Dallas Cowboys, they gave them an A-. I'll give them an A. Maybe B+. Taco Charlton, I think that's great. He dropped it to 28th. He's 6'6", 287. His name's Taco.
We projected him to y'all like 2 months before the draft. Yeah,
no, we did. Chibody Azua from Colorado. He's a big defender at the line of scrimmage. He tackles well. I think that's going to be a great pick. The one I got a question mark on is Jordan Lewis from Michigan. He's a small cornerback, 5'10", 188. And he's got off-the-field domestic violence issues, which we had to take one that has some type of issue. Ryan Switzer from North Carolina we took with the fourth round. I think that could be good. That's a Cole Beasley replacement if we need to. Marquise White from Florida State. That's a good one. Noah Brown from Ohio State. So we addressed the cornerbacks, the safety, the D-line, and a wide receiver, a couple wide receivers. So I think we did. I don't know who's drafting for Jerry, but they're doing a good job the last 4 years. Just keep doing it. I think that's it. Yeah, we're not talking about the Bengals yet. The Bears, you always talk about the Bears. Trubisky, they got a tight end from Ashland.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said about Adam Shaheen? They said they watched the tape on him doing backflips. and everything else, how great he is. I was like, well, he played at Ashland.
No, the one doing the backflips was from A&T.
Okay.
Was from North Carolina A&T.
Oh, and you're talking about you picked up Eddie Jackson.
Eddie Jackson from Alabama. I like that.
That's a good one. I like that. Tariq Cohen from A&T.
Tariq, that's the one with the back doing the backflips. Oh, Tariq Cohen, that's him.
They gave y'all a D.
Yeah, of course. They were kind.
Mitchell Trubisky killed y'all. Yeah. It was like,
Yeah, brought the average down.
Way down. Yeah. And you traded up.
Yeah. So
the 49ers got Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster deal.
So the D is generous. That's a generous D.
That is a generous D. All right. Do you have a sleeper in this draft?
And by the way, the Bengals had a great draft, too. I think.
Well, I was getting ready to say, do you want to give me three teams that had the best draft?
Cincinnati.
Okay.
I don't know. Joe Mixon. But they got Joe Mixon in the second round.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Cincinnati. Caffrey,
a guy who's going to go out.
San Francisco had a pretty good draft.
Yeah, they did. Cleveland had a good
draft. Cleveland had a good draft.
I think Cleveland had, to me, the best draft.
Especially if they pan out.
Or even – well, think about it. You ain't got no pressure on the quarterback. You got a really good defense, young defense. If Peppers pans out,
yep.
I think he's the big question mark on that defense now. Was there another one?
Those are my three.
Yeah, I like San Francisco. I like Cleveland. I thought Jacksonville getting D.D. Westbrook in the fourth round was huge. Little pickup. I thought that was good. The Giants, to me, had a good draft. Like, they got some weapons, more weapons, it seemed like. I know they didn't address the offensive line, but, like, running backs, receivers, tight end position, got some more defense. They had a pretty solid draft. I thought I thought San Diego had a nice draft.
LA, the Chargers.
Chargers.
I mean, my bad.
They got Mike Williams.
Los Angeles Chargers, right?
I'm going to go a little bit different. I'm going to go with Houston Texans. You got Deshaun Watson with the 12th pick in the draft. You got Zach Cunningham from Vanderbilt. You got Dante Foreman from Texas, a running back. You got Carlos Watkins, defense tackle from Clemson. You got some defensive players. You got good players. You got Deshaun Watson, though, and you're only a quarterback away from making a deep playoff run.
But like they were talking about, you know, the Texans' offense is really complicated. The verbiage alone is crazy. So let's not rush Deshaun Watson in, but –
but if he can.
I can't see Tom Savage playing past eight games. Like, I feel like Deshaun's going to be in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Quickly.
And everyone knows. I think everyone knows that in Houston.
Besides Cleveland, which I agree, I think Dallas and I think Green Bay because they address the needs of the team.
I mean, for
– and got everything
they need. Most part, most teams have really good drafts. The Patriots, you know, did all their drafting a month before the draft.
All season.
So they didn't need it.
Yeah,
if you look, there's not too many teams.
And they still like the favorites in the AFC.
If you look at the draft, there's not a lot of teams below a C.
The only team that I think reached a little bit was the team in Illinois. Yeah, they reached a little bit. Not a little bit.
Looking at it, who do you think will be the rookie of the year this year with the teams that drafted?
Offense or defense?
Either one. Both, if you want, or one.
Offense, I like Deshaun Watson because I think he's going to be starting and Houston's going to make the playoffs.
I'm going to say Leonard Fournette.
I still don't trust Jacksonville's line. I think Mike Williams.
Chargers.
The Chargers.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
There's a lot of weapons out there, and he's going to get a lot of one-on-one coverage. Defensive rookie of the year? Solomon Thomas, man. Like, you're not going to be able to run the ball against San Francisco with that guy in the middle of the field.
I'll go Jonathan Allen.
Oh, for Washington?
Absolutely, because he's going to start right away day one. He's a locker room guy. They don't need him. I think he's going to be a big addition.
And I hope for Myles Garrett's sake he has a good start, man.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland needs something.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, moving. Y'all got anything else on the draft?
No.
Highest rated draft in 20 years. NFL was crying about their ratings were dying. Yeah. I didn't think anything was wrong. I don't think anything's wrong with their ratings.
They could have picked a better city to be in, but besides
they'll
that.
They'll be in Dallas next year.
I know. I can't wait. Boy, I might travel for that one.
That decked out training facility that the Cowboys spend a ton of money on.
Right. Hey, if you got the money to spend, go ahead.
If you got it, flaunt it. Ain't tricking if you got it.
Boxing this weekend. You got Alvarez versus Cesar Chavez.
Mm. Like I said, man, I don't care about any middleweights boxing if they're not boxing Triple G. You're not fighting Triple G.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way.
So Canelo, Chavez Jr. having to move up from a junior middleweight to try to fight in middleweight, knowing he's not a true middleweight and he's not a power puncher, that smells Canelo Alvarez easy victory all day to me. So Canelo, I think Canelo stops him by round 7, round 8.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Going Canelo.
Canelo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Canelo.
And then would you please say, you know what? Let me get in here with Triple G. I might get knocked out. It's fine. But that's the fight we want to see. That's a fight as a fight fan I want to see. Damn sure more than that McGregor-Mayweather mess. I damn sure don't want to see that. Please, just keep that where that is.
Absolutely. Moving right on to, you know, going from boxing, this weekend is the Kentucky Derby. Anybody gonna watch?
Nope. No, I'm going to watch. I always watch because it's quick. And it goes from like 6:15 to about 6:25. You see the horses gallop. No horses
moving. It's pretty fast. I'll check it out.
You got any favorites?
Whoever the favorite is right
now.
Yeah,
that's pretty much you go with anyway.
But it sucks that Bob Baffert won't have a horse in this year's race. The stallion he had came up gimpy a couple weeks ago, and he didn't have another one ready to compete. So he won't have a horse this weekend. Like the Kentucky Derby. People that are fans of this are just stupid rich.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid rich.
True. Looking at baseball real fast, we ain't going to spend a lot of time. Right now, the Yankees, 17-9. They're a game ahead of Baltimore. Mm. Boston's 2.5, so it's close. The Indians, 15-12, lead the Central. The Astros, 19-9, lead the West. They're playing great. So you got three teams right now with 9 losses, and the Nats, 19-9. So those three teams. The NL East is horrible. Miami, Philly, Mets, and Braves are all under 500.
The AL West and the NL East are garbage divisions. Like, those two leading teams have got a cakewalk to the playoffs.
Right now, the Cubs are 15-12, leading the Central, only by 1.5 over Cincinnati and Milwaukee. Out West in National League West, Colorado leads the Diamondbacks by 1 game.
Colorado.
The Dodgers are 2.5 back, and the Giants are last at 6.5. And it's only going to get worse for the Giants because Madison Bumgarner's out for 3 months.
You might as well just put him on the shelf for the season. Yeah. They didn't have any hitting anyway. Right. Rumor has it Josh Donaldson may be on the trading block, third baseman for the Raptors, who was the AL MVP 2 seasons ago.
You mean Blue Jays?
The Jays, the Raptors, they just bunch them all together. Canada sucks. Say what? Nah, shout out Canada.
All right, so let's go into 2 words.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you.
Bills declined wide receiver Sammy Watkins' 5th-year option, scheduled to be free agent this season, after the season.
Bad choice, because Sammy's going to have a huge season this year. And then Buffalo's going to be like, damn, now we got to try to pay him. Bad choice.
Injury prone. I mean, I can kind of see where they're coming from a little bit.
He is, but
I know. I know.
Dynamic wide receiver. Mm.
Imagine if he was playing with a real quarterback.
Yeah. Greg Hardy says he's not a blank or F blank blank psychopath, and the NFL will give him another shot.
What's F blank blank?
F blank blank K-I-N-G.
Wow.
No.
Non-believable. Like, I can't believe it. You threw a woman on a pile of guns. You get caught with cocaine by the police in Dallas. Dude, you were smacking clipboards out of your assistant coach's hand when they let your dumb ass back in the league.
Yep.
Non-believable, man.
Go home. That's all I'm going to say.
That's kind of me. Home. Yeah, it's kind of mine, too. That's why.
Just be done. Alabama signs head coach Nick Saban to a 3-year extension through 2024. Will make $11 million this season.
Sunshine. That's who I forgot to give a Sunshine Player Award to. Nick Saban. $11 million next season. Sunshine.
It's crazy.
He is the highest paid state employee in the United States of America.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Well deserved. Say what you want.
Mayor Saban.
Mayor Saban.
All he does is play for championships. Yeah. Win or lose, he plays for championships.
Does anybody disagree he should be making money? He is, because he's one. No. He's the best coach in anywhere.
No, he's the best college football coach.
Okay.
Over the past 30 years. No
I question. Think he's the best he's coach Bobby today. Bowden. Anything. Manager.
Belichick? Popovich? Come on, man. I can't go over those guys. No.
You don't think he can go over them?
No. Too? I saw Saban in the NFL. That was Belichick. Horrible.
What, Coach K?
I can't put a pass. Coach K. Coach K got Olympic gold medals and everything. I can't pass
Coach K. There's not an Olympic team for football.
Five national championships in the one and done era of college basketball?
Yeah, but he's in college football.
He gets you know 50 Under Armour All-American recruits every year. The next closest team gets 8.
Jackie Robinson's 1949 contract sells for $276,000. Mm. Only contracts of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig sold for more.
That's all?
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson, first African-American to play in major leagues? Yeah. Only $276,000?
I figured that would be higher.
Come on, black entrepreneurs. We need to step up. That should have been $1 million purchase right there. But come on, it's Jackie
Robinson. It's not like shoes he wore.
That man's number is not even allowed to be worn in the league anymore.
They have a day for him. He broke the color barrier. Yeah, I thought it would be more than that.
That should be $1 million purchase right there. Come on, man.
One of all-time great Dodgers is all I'll say. Kobe training Isaiah Thomas. Watching film with him.
Wise mentor.
Mamba mentality.
Right. Especially if you score.
Little Mamba.
Yeah. Mighty IT, baby. Mighty
Small
IT.
Small Mamba.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers says cites legacy as motive for Big Three to return. Say what?
He said what he say?
Legacy.
He said they need to return for legacy. Legacy. I'm going to say what, because what Big Three do you have?
Blake, Chris, and DeAndre.
I don't call it Big Three. You keep losing.
It's hard to win in major sports. We know this.
Do y'all have any words?
I'm not even gonna
legacy.
No comment.
Because I had them in the conference finals.
I did too.
Chris Paul, I got two words for you. San Antonio. I guess that's two words. San Antonio. Go be the point guard for San Antonio. Please.
Yeah.
If you want a chip. If you want to compete for a chip.
Charlotte Flair, nude photos leaked.
Ooh.
What? I need to get a pick. I didn't get.
Gotta see.
Charlotte, I'm disappointed. I'm supposed to be the first one to get these picks.
They're out.
Damn it.
Movie Boss Baby.
What?
Alec Baldwin.
Haven't seen it.
Funny as heck.
Yeah.
Funny.
H-E double hockey sticks.
The Circle. The movie. The Circle. Bill Paxton's last movie before he passed away. It's Tom Hanks. Emma Watson. It just came out.
Oh. Circle gets the square.
Must watch. The last one, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, opens tonight. I will be there.
Part 1. Still haven't seen part 1 all the way through.
You ain't seen part 1?
So I need to go watch part 1.
All right. You got anything, Mr. 315?
No, sir.
That?
No, sir.
All right. Moving on. Let's go into Bond for Yaj.
I'll start at Bon Voyage to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. As always, check us out on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. We are on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us, man. Our Facebook page, our website. Follow us. Do whatever. Check us out every Thursday, man. We appreciate it. Love y'all.
Absolutely. BSS Carolinas on Twitter. Do you have any?
Man, just, you know. Really, I never really have anything to say at the end, but man, just another great show. Always glad to be here. Love being here. And
those the blue pennies it. You got on there?
Yeah. This is
those things are funky as crap.
You know what? We didn't do any shoes. You got any shoes?
I posted shoe. Check it out on the Facebook page. The Stephon Marbury Elite Mids. They light up on the bottom. $49.95. You can order them from the Starberry website.
Sweet.
Get them, Steph.
Yeah, what I have on my feet are the Air Zoom Rookies. It's like a mixture of all penny shoes into one shoe.
And it's that, okay. It was like the first year that Orlando introduced those blue unis because they were doing, you know, the black with the pinstripe or the white for home.
I love those, too.
Those all blue ones with the just the magic logo on them were introduced when he introduced these. These are funky as a mud. Please post those on the Facebook page,
when you get an opportunity. All right.
You got anything else?
That's it, man.
I've got a couple real fast. Justin Forsett retires after 9 seasons in the NFL.
Won't be on my fantasy team.
Noah Syndergaard of the Mets on 10-day deal. It might be longer.
They're searching for a second opinion. They said they feel like he has a torn latissimus muscle.
All I'll say is you're done. When you need to go to the doctor, go get a damn MRI. Because there's a whole issue with the team and him. Just go get it.
Like, he Don't was injured pitch. 2 weeks ago. Right. And he's like, I know my body. I'm fine. The team's supposed to say, no, we want you to have you checked out.
Right. You need to go get it done. Nats outfielder Adam Eaton put on DL. He will miss the rest of the season, tore his ACL.
Ouch.
New addition to the Nats.
Andrew McCutcheon.
Yep. Madison Bumgarner expected to miss 3 months.
Idiot.
Yep.
Larry, I would have tried to void this year his contract if I could. Give me my money back.
Larry Bird steps down as Pacers president. He's done.
I was a little surprised by that.
Me too.
You saw it coming, man. You saw his face, look on his face after game three.
Yep. Indians put pitcher Corey Kluber on 10-day DL. Rangers, Cole Hamels will miss 8 weeks. And last but not least, QCB. Is no longer at WFNZ.
What happened?
So, Q, if you ever need anything, you want to be on the show,
why did get rid give of QCB? Us a call.
We'll talk about it. But QCB and Yarborough is not WFNZ anymore.
More than Walt Disney cuts?
But anyway, Q, any of y'all you want to call in for the show, you're always welcome.
Nah, fam, we know how it is, man. Yeah, we all are here struggling. Yep. As always, sports is life, baby.
And as always, you can catch us everywhere. See y'all later.
Side peace.